Bristol, For the Record, a new local oral history podcast from BCFM Radio in partnership with MShed Bristol and funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
So if you could start by telling us your name and how old you are.
I'm Ellen Sheehy and I'm 14.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Bristol in 2008.
Tell me about your childhood. So whereabouts in Bristol did you grow up?
I grew up in Euston. We lived right near St. Mark's Road, which is quite a nice place to grow up because there's a lot of community around there and a lot of shops and just a nice place to live, yeah.
What are some of your earliest memories?
I think just being in my old house, going to the Sweet Mart, which is a shop on St. Mark's Road, and just knowing that, like, I knew all the people that worked there and it was just nice that they'd be, like, nice to me and my little brother, yeah.
So what's Bristol like as a city to grow up in as a young person?
I think it's quite nice. It's quite nice living in a city of this size because you can get to know your local area and, I guess, the centre quite well without it being like you don't know entire parts of your city. You can get a general idea of how the city works because it's not too big.
So have you got any siblings?
Yeah, I have a brother.
And is he older or younger?
Yeah, he's younger than me.
What was it like growing up with him? Did you get along? Did you fight?
We argue a lot, but in a way we're really close. I think I'm definitely happy I have a sibling. Yeah, we got along quite well, yeah.
And I guess as the oldest sibling, do you feel some almost like sort of responsibility in helping to, like, helping your parents raise him, I guess?
Definitely, yeah. I'm told often that I am not his parent.
So then moving on to your parents, what do they do for a living?
My dad's a social worker and my mum, she's always worked with charities. She's currently the charity CEO of Bristol After Stroke, which is like a local charity, yeah.
And what's your relationship like with your parents?
I have quite a good relationship with my parents. We're all quite political, so we get like quite rumped off about stuff going on, yeah.
Well, moving on to your school life, what sort of things about school do you like?
I quite enjoy school. I enjoy learning. I'm quite like curious. So I like being in places where I can just ask questions and people will genuinely know the answers. I enjoy that, yeah.
What are your favourite subjects?
Probably history and science, yeah.
And are there any that you're not keen on?
No, I think I enjoy all my subjects. There's stuff I'm not good at, but I don't really mind because I guess the classes are all still enjoyable, yeah.
So who were some of your favourite teachers at school?
I don't know. I think I quite like all my teachers. I don't think I have a particular favourite. I think my favourite subject is history, so I quite like my history teacher. But I also like my science teachers as well, yeah.
And have you got any sort of memorable moments or school trips that you've been on?
Well, we didn't have a lot of school trips because of COVID at my school. So I don't think particularly, no, yeah.
Who were some of your heroes or role models as you were growing up?
Or like celebrities or like...
Yeah, celebrities or, you know, more personal ones.
Okay. Well, both my parents, their jobs involve helping people. And I think I quite like that. And that's what I want to do when I'm older. I guess I've been inspired by that I just want to help people and like put good out into the world. Yeah.
And then are there any more famous role models?
Jeremy Corbyn, maybe. That's a bit, yeah, that's a awkward one to say, I guess.
That's fine. You can expand on it if you want to.
Just, I know not everything, there's some controversy around him, but I feel like he had some really good ideas around what would the country would benefit from, and he wanted to help a lot of people, yeah.
So sort of outside of school, what sort of hobbies do you have? Are you part of any groups or sports teams or anything like that?
I do volleyball. I'm a young leader for Beavers, a Beaver group in Whitehall, and yeah, youth council, so...
Right. And what are some of your dreams or ambitions for the future?
I think I just want to help a lot of people, probably do a lot of volunteering throughout my life.
And what are some of your hopes for Bristol as a city and sort of the wider world as well?
I think definitely transport needs to be a lot better. Just coming to youth council, lots of people have to get taxis because there aren't good bus routes through Bristol, which costs more for the council because the council have to pay for those taxis for the youth council members. It's just a shame that it's not more affordable and just better working, I guess. Yeah.
And obviously you're involved in the youth council. How did you get involved with them?
Originally I wanted to join Labour Youth, but there's not a lot going on that I could see in Bristol that was accessible for like 14-year-olds. So I was kind of looking up those sort of things, and New Bristol to Youth Council came up, and I emailed Martin and asked if there was anything I could do to help, and then yeah, I got involved.
What are some of the sort of projects that you've been involved with?
Well, through Youth Council.
Through the Youth Council, yeah.
Well, this week we're going to be judging the Young Heroes panel, which I'm looking forward to. There's this Northern Ireland Youth Council that's coming over. It's quite nice to get to meet from like a completely different place that also isn't that far away. Yeah.
Have you got any sort of memorable moments from your time on the Youth Council?
I think personally, just we went on a residential and it was really interesting just being around so many people that all wanted to like help and were also just really nice to each other. I feel like a lot of environments a bit like, it's a bit like two-sided, I guess, like people are nice, but then they're also not, but people seem to be genuinely nice to each other here.
And why do you think that the Youth Council is important? What value does their work have?
I think just being able to represent young people is just so important because 33% of Bristol are under 25, right? That's a third. That's a lot of people in Bristol. And for those voices just not to be heard, or to be heard but not listened to, that's just, we're such a crucial part of our city. Especially with the university, there are so many students and stuff. It's really important that we have a say in what goes on in our city because we're people that will be majorly affected by it.
And I guess as well, if you're younger and out, you sort of see those problems more firsthand than, say, you know, older people.
Definitely. And I guess I feel like people don't, the older you are, I guess you have more responsibilities, you have more things focusing on. Obviously, there are a lot of children that have a lot of responsibilities from a young age, but I feel like children have less things to worry about, so they might notice more as well. They're not focusing on work or providing for a family, so they can focus, they might just notice things that are happening in the city and things that they're not happy with. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's great, yeah. Thanks very much. Cheers.